Hello, Off Menu Heads. Huge Davies here. I assume you're here because you listened to my Off Menu podcast episode and are interested in the Ed Gamble, James Acaster fanfiction that was heavily featured in said episode. So here it is. However, it's only an excerpt. We recently had a bit of a rebrand because the fanfics were mentally quite taxing in a variety of ways. But all the fanfiction episodes are now bonus episodes on Patreon. About 50 plus hours of us reading the most insane stories, to name a few. Megatron getting pregnant, Jack going up the beanstalk, having an affair with a giant's wife, Bob the Builder having a big session with his cement mixer, and of course a live episode in which Ed Gamble is a guest, playing himself in a Greg Davies, Alex Horn, Taskmaster fanfic. That is sexual and disturbing. Ed's wife was sat in the front row, and she was horrified, and it's very funny.
Hello, Ed here, one of the other hosts of the podcast that you're listening to. Just, I'm sat here doing the edit and watching snooker, and I thought I'd jump in to clarify that we did ask Ed if he was okay with this before we did the live show. We messaged him, and we were like, is this all right? And he said yes. We didn't spring it on him. I think it's important to say that.
It's just on Patreon. It's £4 a month. It's a bargain. You can, of course, listen to the weekly podcast with me, myself, and the very funny comedians Sunil Patel and Ed Knight. So listen, give us a sub if you want to, etc. But yeah, thanks for listening to the Off Menu app. Have not listened to it at this time of recording. It's Sunday. It's a Saturday. It comes out on Monday. Florence Pugh was recording that day, so it's quite a while back. So I don't remember much of what I said. Hopefully I didn't cancel myself. All I remember is I think I gave James a breakdown. Good stuff. Pictures of Lloyd the Squash up on my Instagram. If you fancy that. Sorry, you can hear some children screaming in the background. Yeah, well, enough rambling. Here it is, Ed Gamble and the boy relaxing in their shared home after a very tough day.
I'm going to read the intro paragraph and then let you know the title. So here you go, summary. James is having a bad day and needs to get out of his head for a while. Ed knows exactly how to help him. This is Need, an off-menu fan fiction.
Okay.
From archiveofourown.org, James enters Ed's flat, letting himself in with the spec.
Are you fucking ready for this?
Okay, sure. James enters Ed's flat, letting himself in with the spare key Ed had given him ages ago. Kicking off his shoes and shucking off his jacket wordlessly with slightly shaky hands, placing them both by the door. With a single wavering breath, he sought out Ed, of whom was in the living room watching some mindless show on the TV.
Oh my god.
And James gave it no more thought as he immediately climbed into Ed's lap and just... and burst into tears.
God.
The moment the boy was in his lap, Ed gave the boy his undivided attention, not even caring as hot tears dampened his shirt. As James hid his face in the juncture of Ed's neck, arms curled tightly around his shoulders as he cried. After a while, James's soft sobs turned into quiet whimpers, breaths no longer staggering and body shaking much less, practically slumping within Ed's hold, sniffling as he nuzzles a little into Ed's neck.
How much fucking nuzzling is that? Is it so long, the nuzzling?
It's hard, this one. It's really hard to get through. Really hard.
This is tough.
James, sweetheart, could you look at me, please? Ed instructs gently, hand absently rubbing up and down James's back. James follows the instruction, lifting his gaze so that he was looking up into Ed's eyes, and Ed's heart breaks at just how vulnerable the boy looked. Ed's eyes red-rimmed, glassy and so tired, cheeks flushed and tear-stained, lips a bright pink, and slightly swollen from where James has obviously been biting at them. Do you think you could tell me what's gotten you so upset, sweetheart? Asks Ed Gamble. Giving
full named him.
I'm just having such a bad day. I accidentally missed my alarm this morning, and I showed up a little late to my meeting. My agent was in a bad mood and snapped at me when I got there, which is understandable because I was pretty late, but I still didn't like it. James paused, shifting a little in Ed's lap. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a couple of paragraphs because he just explains how he's had a bad day. Ed presses a sweet, close-mouthed kiss upon James's bitten lips. Force, light and loving.
It's hard, isn't it?
In contrast to the heady, rushed press of lips and slips of tongue usually behind the kisses they share while James and Ed slip into their roles. That's just not it's what just James hard to needs listen right to now.
It's hard.
James needs Ed to take care of him. And that's just what he's going to do. Okay, baby, I want you to stand up for me. Ed directs, voice firm, and James shivers. Standing behind Ed, before Ed, with his hands hooked behind his back as he waits for further instruction. Well done for waiting, darling, Ed expressed his approval. Eager to get in position, but staving off his want to prove his ability of obedience. All right, you may kneel now, baby, Ed ordered softly. And James stepped forward, dropping gracefully onto his knees. Good boy, always follow my instructions so beautifully, said Ed, hand nestling itself back into the boy's golden locks. The boy shuffles himself closer slightly, resting
his... The boy! I wish he's not calling him the boy.
His cheek on Ed's thigh. What do you need? Tell me, sweetheart, Ed prompts, the back of his fingers caressing James's cheek. Can you tie my wrists together, please?
And we'll finish that one next week.
No, wait.
Oh my God. Yeah, keep going.
Whoa. I love you, James says sincerely, nuzzling into Ed's neck and placing an affectionate kiss to his jaw. I love you too. Now come on, let's get some water in you and then we can make lunch together. I'll even let you have some of your favourite salted caramel ice cream afterwards. Wow.
Oh my God, is that the end?
Yeah, that's the end of this
chapter.
Off menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster.
Oh my God.
Sub Dom fan fiction.
That was very tense.
It's so hard to listen to that.
Additional tags. Established relationship, non-sexual submission, non-sexual dominance, pre-discussed dom/sub relationship, dom-sub, sub James Acaster, pet names, crying, emotional hurt, kneeling, praise kink, hair play, like an intense amount of fluff, cuddling and snuggling, non-sexual bonding.
An intense amount of fluff.
Wrist restraint, subspace, aftercare, Dom Ed Gamble.
Fantastic episode.
Yeah, that was
very
good.
I love that.
I think being a British comedy fan might be a type of brain disease.